Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, what is going on? No, they're pretty showy, and they're, I think, a nice harbinger of mild weather. So tell us about northern flickers. I've already seen one.
Good.
When the weather was mild.
Yeah, well, this flickers are, you know, probably a bird everyone is familiar with to one degree or another if they've spent much time here. But I think a really good time to talk about them, because this is the time of year when I think of them as being most obvious, because for a few reasons. One, unlike most North American woodpeckers, they're strongly migratory. So they're gone during the winter, and now they're coming back. And especially in a year like this, where the snow is taking so long to disappear, flickers, which are different in terms of their feeding behaviors than the other members of the woodpecker family here, are spending a lot of time along the roadsides and in places where they're really obvious. And in much higher densities, because they're all kind of restricted to these few open habitats that are out there right now. So we're much more likely to see them and get a really good look at them and be able to see what they're up to and watch them. So flickers are, as I mentioned, are part of the woodpecker family. And they're a very handsome bird, I think, about 12 inches long. So they're on the large side for woodpeckers in general. So a little bigger than a hairy, a couple inches or so, 2.5 inches bigger than a robin. So, you know, they're not a hard bird to notice. The background colors of their plumage is kind of nice, soft browns and grays. But they, especially now when you see them flush up from the side of a road or wherever, one of the more distinctive markers is a big patch of white on the rump. So as they spread their wings and they fly, you see this bright white patch. And if you get a look at the underside of their wings and tail have bright gold yellow color. So some really good distinctive field marks to tell you that that's what you're seeing. And if you have a chance to watch them more closely in a more stationary situation or feeding, then you'll see they have a beautiful, slightly curved, kind of slim bill, slightly downward curved to the bill, a red crescent on the head. Both the males and females have that red crescent. The breast has these beautiful black spots against that nice kind of creamy brown color. And then the back and the sides are, sides look scalloped, black scallops, and then bars across the back, black bars across the back. The tail is flared, but then it tapers to a nice sharp tip. And there's also a crescent, black crescent on the breast, you know, top of the breast. And then the males, what distinguishes males from females, if you get a good look, is the males have a something called a malar, which is a black, looks like a black mustache on each side of the, going from like the base of the bill down towards the neck. So they're very distinctive. Once you've seen them and put their name with them, it's not something you'll quickly forget or be confused about. We strictly have the eastern taiga race of woodpecker of flickers, so that means we have these yellow shafted wings and tails on the underside. In the west, they're red shafts.
And what's the shaft?
The shaft just refers to the feathers, the shafts of the feathers. Oh, and okay. It's not just the shafts, the feathers themselves have the color as well. And there's a lot of intergrading between these races as you go from east to west and north to south. So they're a very widespread member of the woodpecker family. And the main reason why they're so concentrated into these open areas right now is that although they're very capable of pounding, hammering on trees, and they do hammer on things in the same way that other woodpeckers do to mark, you know, let communicate with their brethren that this is my territory, or in their mating and courting behaviors, they use those means of communication, and they can also use their bills to excavate holes, although they're principally secondary cavity nesters. So they use holes that have, typically they use holes that have been built by other cavity nesters, primarily woodpeckers. But if they can't find anything suitable, they will excavate their own holes.
Well, in the kind of weather that we've been having, what do they eat?
Yeah. So, right. Thanks for getting me back to that. They are concentrated on the roadsides and in open areas because instead of probing deeply into trees and woody stuff like other woodpeckers, they use their bills to probe into the ground. Mm. Ants are their principal food. So right now, if you're a flicker, you are cruising the roadsides and any open areas, looking especially for ant mounds that have been revealed. And they use their those strong bills, powerful bills, to actually dig into the ground, pound into the ground to get inside those nests and find the ant larvae, which are their preferred ant because those are the most nutritious. And their tongues are barbed like other woodpeckers, and they can go out a couple of inches beyond the end of their bill to nab and grab whatever the particular prey is they eat. So ants are the biggest food. They also eat a lot of other invertebrates, flies and beetles and butterflies and maybe most anything they can grab. And then in the winter, and I'm sure now here, they're also eating whatever berries they can find. So those mountain ash berries that are still out there are probably being used by northern flickers. And anything, maybe if you happen to have some kind of ornamental shrub with berries still on it in your yard or anything out there that where there's still some kind of berries left there, they're probably taking advantage of those as well. So their primary foods are more invertebrates and insects, but like, you know, a lot of birds, they have to supplement with other things sometimes to get through tough times. So as the snow continues to move back and disappear, they'll spread out and they'll be much less apparent in our world than they are right now. But a beautiful, beautiful bird, always welcome sight in whatever time of year they show up, whatever month they show up. So nice to see them back and look forward to seeing them for the summer.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on flickers.
You're welcome.